Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm Bruce Cameron, along with Justin Nimmergood.
Justin. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Happy Monday to you, Bruce.
Same to you, sir. Same to you. Been a while.
Yeah. We've been kind of missing each other, kind of doing solo shows here. So it's good to get back in sync here right before the holidays.
It is. It's fantastic to be able to do that. And we have a fantastic guest here waiting to come on here. And so it's going to be a fun show. So
excellent.
So a little Excellent. Bit of a spitball there. So yeah, I've seen you with some Instagram stories.
Yeah, it's been a fun last couple of weeks. Lots going on from the business front. Been very active with Irvine Chamber out here and continuing to expand my relationships in that network. And then, just had some, did a little work on Saturday and had some fun actually yesterday. little tournament for charity that I participated in. We actually shot 11 under as a team, which I'm pretty proud of. We won the thing. So, it was a good weekend.
Y'all weren't pencil whipping the shit out of the scorecard like that.
No.
It was a scramble or what was it? Okay.
So it was a scramble for
the guys that went 18 under. It's the 18 under guys.
Oh man. Those guys, I tell you what, no, it was, I guess, good enough to win it out there.
Good for you. Congratulations. Now, what were you lecturing on at the chamber? I could see the whiteboard. I could see the deck or something, but I couldn't see what you were talking about. What were you?
Yeah, I was just kind of doing an overview of In Good Company. So every 2 weeks, someone different presents, and I finally got my presentation slot, many months later. I've been waiting on it for months to share. I mean, people already kind of know what it is, but it's actually a formal time to get up and share in front of the group. So that was good. And for me, it's actually next month, I'll be doing a workshop at the chamber as well with collaborating with Dale Carnegie Group in OC. So we got a lot going on right now. So it's a good time while everyone's kind of checking out for the holidays. This is the time I like to actually put the foot to the gas, while everyone else is kind of checked out.
And this one emerging technology, and I hate to use those words, but you're probably better, your ability or our ability or other people's ability to do online classes now, online content, and buy a 6 week whatever course on whatever and go through your proprietary site and purchase it. And I think our guest has talked to me about that in his future. I'm not sure, but man, that's something that I know you're looking to do. And you and I might,
I am.
So man, there's all kinds of possibilities with that stuff.
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to build it out. I'm looking forward to hearing from our guests too. I'm building it out in the practicum and, person first, because I don't want to lose the integrity of what, the material I'm presenting or sharing or teaching on. And it's funny because I actually was at a Pepperdine event a couple weeks ago, and we had the same discussion about everything pivoting to online based, courses, which, is kind of putting students at a little bit of a disadvantage, from a learning perspective. There's a lot that you can learn online. And again, looking forward to learning more about that, right? It's just how you set it all up. So, it's a fun time. It's a good time to, put all that in queue right now.
But nothing replaces the personal touch of coaching, because it's, Tony Robbins and Gary Vee and all these other people. You can get there and you can get motivated and walk through coals and do whatever, but you got to have, sometimes you got to have that other person hold you accountable on the pull through of the work.
That's right. You know? That's right.
And I did another horse show, seemingly, last week. I'm in a fog, but I was at another horse show in West Houston, and kind of being there for those clients as they could stay. It's mindset coaching for riding a horse, man. And but it's a bigger head game than you know, trying to sink a 6-foot putt with a little bit of a break. You know what I mean? How those head game putts are. But it's a head game thing for sure. And I was glad to be there for those clients.
It's interesting. I didn't know Houston had a big market for it.
Dude, Grand Prix horses, $1 million horses, back to back to back, stable after stable after stable, out there between Katy, you know, all the way from to Prairie View, all the way in Interstate 10. It's just nothing but bazillion-dollar stables and a little bit there on the southwest side. Anyhow, our guest is probably chomping at the bit, no pun intended, to get on.
Well, someone ate his Wheaties this morning.
It's happening, man, real time with the caffeine. Let me tell you, folks, and Justin and everybody, got a super, super fun guest with us today. This is an individual that I've known in various capacities, which we won't necessarily, just, you know, some good, mostly good, we'll say, you know, right? And this young man has grown a lot. I've had the benefit of knowing this young man, kind of like you, Justin. Known you for a while on your timeline. I've actually known this young man. He was a little bit younger. He was in his teens, I think, when I first met him, and to see where he has I hate to say the word evolve, but what he's done and where he's going is just exciting. I want everybody to hear about it. And so without further ado, we have Mr. Neil Williams on the show with us today. Neil, welcome to the Concierge Coaches Show.
Hey, man. Yeah, no, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
Oh, yeah, man. Same here. Well, kind of walk us through, if you will, the developmental side of this. What was going on in your life? You know, you went through some dark times. You endured those, persevered, and kind of tell us kind of a little bit of that journey, but also more so the journey of how it sharpened and the focus really kind of became clear to become a coach.
Okay. Let's see. Let me pick a starting point. What it came down to is I had developed, some habits, alcohol use and various other drugs. First it was just, you know, casual. Well, that didn't last very long, but I soon discovered that I wasn't the type of person who would just do something and leave it alone. If I did something, I was doing it often and to excess. And so that carried over through my teens. It started around 13, 14, 15, and carried over into my 20s. With that, legal issues followed, as they often do. And so did, as did treatment centers and various different institutions and state facilities. And so what it came down to, and real briefly, there was a time during my use that I was in a treatment facility, and 2 days after coming off of everything that I was taking, I had lied to the medical staff because I didn't want them to think that I was worse than I am, because again, I'm an addict, so I'm already ahead of the game. I'm manipulating these folks I'm trying to formulate a plan to get out of here as soon as possible. And so I didn't really, I didn't come clean. So I told him I was on, you know, I'm only dabbling and doing this, a little bit of that. And so I didn't tell him what I was really taking. So they didn't medicate me properly. And the result of that was me having a seizure and my heart stopping, and staff not being able to find the defibrillators. And so my heart stopped and I was lifeless for about 8 minutes, and until the ambulance got there out in Canton, Texas. And I don't want to say funny, but I have a morbid sense of humor when it comes to this stuff now. It was family weekend. So, and my family was the only one not allowed to be there because I was on what's called a blackout period. When you first get there, you're not allowed to talk to your family or see anybody. And so these poor families had to watch this strange kid by himself keel over in the middle of the floor and ruin their family weekend right after dessert. So it's funny now to me. I realize that's weird, but it is what it is. The whole event, of course, is not humorous. But so anyways, in 3 weeks after that, I found a way to convince my family to take me home because I was better now, right? I was better. And I think it took me 24 hours before I was back out using. So fast forward 7 more years of hard drugs and senseless mistakes and decision making. I had some real legal problems. I was empty inside and just kind of looked up at the sky one day with a bunch of drugs in my pocket and a pistol and on my way to go do something else. And I just said, you know, if you're real, you know, and this is me talking to the sky, you know, I didn't really know if I believed in God at that time, but I said, you know, if you're real, I need you to show up because I've dug a hole that I don't know how to get out of. And 3 or 4 hours later, there was a, I guess someone had told the authorities where I was, or I don't know. I had some warrants, some being like 3 or 4. And so I got arrested a couple hours after I said that. And so I threw my hands up and kind of said to myself, you know, I've seen how much negative I can accomplish in my life. I think it's time to really figure out how good I can do, because I've seen that I'm certainly an expert at screwing up my life, but I want to see if I can do what all these people say I should be doing and if I'm really capable. So that was when it started. I was gone for about 16 months, state-funded vacation. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Texas. Appreciate it. When I got home, I just started over. Didn't have a home, didn't have a car, didn't have a job, didn't have insurance. No, I had a job. That's wrong. I had a job at a car wash lined up, detailing cars. And so my brother let me stay in his guest room. Bless him for that. He's had a wonderful wife and they took me in
And he's
helped me
he's
get
a
my
law,
feet back on the ground.
He's in law enforcement, right? Just a little irony there, or not?
Correct. Anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, there was some separation during those harder times, if you will. He is a detective, and I think he just recently rejoined the SWAT team, Tarrant County Regional SWAT team. So he's well thought of. And he is very good at what he does. He is a very good man, probably the best friend I have. But yeah, there was a time where we couldn't really communicate, and I don't think he really wanted to, which I can't blame him. So yeah, that's where I started, and I moved out to San Angelo and just started peace and life back together. Got involved with the recovery community. Started sponsoring guys, kept working, got a better job than a better job, kept sponsoring people, I was realizing that I was coming to the realization that folks responded to me, other individuals responded to me, and they wanted to hear what I had to say, and they wanted to follow me. So they were looking for direction, and they were coming to me for it. And so I don't take that lightly. You know, that's a lot of responsibility. And Bruce, I had told you, you know, the thing that I used to pray for, and I still do, when I was incarcerated, I started praying for wisdom and direction. I was asking God to give me peace, wisdom, and direction. And so he answered those prayers, and he still does. And I still pray for them. And so with that comes responsibility, because that's, you know, with blessings like that comes the responsibility of really taking care of that. And so then I ended up, fast forward a couple more years after working at it, I had like 10 to 15 guys I was sponsoring. And then my job, I was supervising 50 to 55 people in a company that, leading the industry that we are in, and a lot of money coming in and a lot of responsibility for me, and just a wonderful group of people with PhDs and master's degrees, and you know, just being surrounded by folks that I seemingly have nothing in common with when you look at paper, but just being blessed. And so I think when you and I started talking was after I had started making these videos, because that was, it was weird. I was just driving one day, and all of a sudden I had this understanding that, oh my God, I know what I'm supposed to do with my life. Like, there's a reason I'm sponsoring all these people, and there's a reason that I love supervising these people. It has nothing to do.
Oh man, it was that West Texas connection, man. Hopefully he can call back, Ronan. Hopefully you can.
Yeah, he was.
Dude,
he was right in flow. He was right. He was right in flow there too.
Oh, man. That's like the fish that got off the line.
Is he in West Texas? You said?
Yeah, he's out there in San Angelo, so it's probably
okay.
Yeah, it's out there. Man, I hope he can call back. Hopefully Ronan can get a hold of him. So anyhow, but what he was saying was he was doing these videos, Justin. So he was doing these videos in his car, and then he was doing videos just kind of sitting at his house. Now I realize this guy, Neil, has kind of ascended through the ranks, right? You know, he's now worked numerous jobs. He's now in a company that Justin, he's actually helped grow, and he's applied some very interesting strategies and assembled a social media marketing team that has, you know, jumped their business up millions of dollars per year. So there's another side. I wanted to get to that later. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the Justin Nimmergood moment on the backside of this story. But anyway, right? So he has a job. He supervises people. And he's also helping people with their recovery, kind of like a, you know, like a sponsor, right? So he's, and then he just kind of notices, I think serendipitously, that kind of people like hearing what he has to say. And again, I'm going to have him at you on some of his subsequent, you know, Instagram videos that he puts out. So you can see this guy, because actually, Justin, you and he have a similar kind of a visual presentation, you know what I mean, in terms of really, really good, really good on camera, really, really confident, real solid on camera, if you will, presence. So he starts doing these videos, right? And then I start looking at him and then paying attention to him, and then I'm listening to what he's having to say. And you know, there's so many of these people out there pontificating, you know, their knowledge and their greatness and their story and their experience, and I get it, right? And but his, man, was just a little bit different, you know what I mean? It just had this extra kind of, like, I don't know, you know, just like, ooh, that's real talk. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
the way it come, and it comes off well, on point, sincere, and just somehow is able to use some really kind of laser specific language, you know, on what he's saying, right? And so he so then I actually, and maybe you saw this, I actually did a video in response to one of his videos. You know, like he did this one Instagram video and talked about the haters, right? And I might share this with you. And he was talking about haters. And I said, hey, man, you forget that you were your worst hater, right? Like, it was you. it's you.
Yeah, you're your own worst enemy.
You are the enemy. Yeah, you're the one in the mirror. It's you and the enemy. And then, you know, like he just said a few moments ago, right? He had a paid vacation, you know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink from the state. So, I mean, you know, that's how you get those kind of vacations, right? You earn them, you win them, you know what I mean? So, and such as the rest, as he's absolutely in the light and moving forward and doing, just making, you know, serious positive progress in every sphere of his life, which is another thing, you know what I mean? Sometimes, I mean, we're all human, but seemingly, you know, it's kind of rare that see somebody or get to make huge gains in literally every area of their life. Just, well, that's a 200% improvement from 3 years ago. That's a 200, you know, like, wow. I mean, just obviously you
geometric growth.
Yeah. You just can't hit those metrics every year or something's going to flatten out. But this guy literally has done that. So I'm seeing these videos, giving him feedback, and man, you know, he has one of those apps on his phone that edits the video and puts credits on there and stuff like that. And the videos went from 5 minutes to 2 minutes because of our ADHD attention span and social media. So we made those adjustments and, you know, continue to, as you would have said, grow his tribe, right? Of different people, and
that's what it's about.
And so, right, so here we go. He's doing good in life, doing good, making videos that make sense. He's kind of sharing experience that's kind of real and poignant, and with one or two things that the listener can do that are very, you know, very instructive. And so, right, so all this forward movement. And so then, of course, you know what I say? I say, go to this coaching school. And you know.
And go get certified.
Go, yeah, man, get certified. Because, and the guy, you know, he's ready for it, too. I mean, it's not like we're pulling the bread out of the oven here way early. I mean, he's ready, you know what I mean? So, so he goes and he completed a week ago. Okay. So he completes the coaching program a week ago, gets some fun insights about other members of the other participants in the audience, how they may be less than business minded, you know, cause this guy's really, he's involved in business as well. Kind of it's actually like a product and manufacturing, kind of a real business. You know what I mean? Kind of old school meets new school, but anyhow, and so all that said, right, it's still not there. But maybe I'll reach over to my computer here, maybe ping him on Facebook DM here. Okay, so all that said, he graduates, right, of course, from the coaching. And so what's always fun is to talk to people when that type of message, can you call back? All right. So it's always fun to talk to people when they first get out of the coaching school, right? Because you have visions of sugar plum fairies dancing in your head and stuff.
Wait,
come on, man. Not him. Like, I had those sugar plum fairies, man. Like, oh, I can do this or I could do that. And I'm going to have my LinkedIn say this. Oh, okay. Hey, Ronan, he's trying to call in. Ronan, if you're there, please accept a call from area code 325.
Yeah, 325. What was
it might even show
325-617-8166.
Yeah, bring them in if you can. I don't see them, but bring them in if you have the power to do that.
Mueller.
Oh, you know what? Again, wait. Actually, let's see. Do we have the capability to add somebody?
Do we, or does Ronan?
Well, I was going to see what we, if we have the capability to do that.
Add. Okay. Boom. Add. No.
You're saying it's ringing, but it cut him off.
Oh, shit.
I know, right? Okay. I'm gonna.
Yeah, when I try to add them, it just like rings one time and then it.
Okay.
I think Roman's got to do it.
Let's see. Sent some sort of a chat invite. Okay. So, if he picks up that, you know, that chat can be voiced. Doggone it. Okay. So, anywho. Where were we? Yeah, the Sugar Plum Fairy's dancing in her head, right? So it's really interesting, right? Because he's in kind of West Texas-ish, right? San Angelo. And so he does have a base of people that he resonates with in the recovery community. That's good. But then, folks like this, I think are, unlike people like me, I'll just say, like, I'm in a major metroplex, right? Dallas, Fort Worth. I've had the benefits of accessing a client pool in other major metropolitan
centers. Yeah, big city.
Right? So I'm going to Houston, I'm going to LA and whatever, all these, Denver, where was I? Atlanta, 2 weeks ago, I was in Atlanta. So I have the luxury of doing that and still being able to do the live work. However, if I was living in West Texas, I might be leaning on more of that online platform that we were alluding to earlier. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I want to hear more about that from him. I can get him back on here.
There's Ronan. Ongoing. Ronan. I see Ronan on there. So, Ronan, if you can hear, man, try to call Neil back. But or we'll have them on again to finish this. Anyway, it's just fun to see somebody come into the coaching space, Justin, that has seemingly very, very good common sense, and.
Well, and it's probably much needed, out where he is, right? It's not like, like you said, LA or Denver or Dallas, where there's plenty of people in our field. I'm sure there's, a small group of people, that do coaching or specific, the specific niche of coaching that he does out in that area. He's carved a niche, if you will.
Right. And that's, carving a niche, right? And so here's an example, right? I mean, so I graduated from my coaching program in 2016, coming up on the end of 2019. Never, ever in a freaking million years would I think that I'd be doing mindset coaching for hunter jumper class equestrian athletes.
Well, first of all, that's a mouthful.
Thank you. I said it. I think I said it.
You said it pretty flawlessly.
For hunter jumper equestrian athletes. And it's funny because the other riders talk shit on each other on Instagram because they call themselves athletes because they ride a horse. And some people are kind of those professional amateurs. Some of them are kind of weekend warriors, and the ones that are pros are going like, "How dare you call yourself an athlete?" So anyway, so
You better be careful with that. That's basically saying that's not a sport.
I
And I'm sure
know.
they
I mean,
would take
look,
offense to that.
dude, I think I walked one out to the ring. I was exhausted. It's a sport, baby. So let me tell you, Bruce Cameron blesses it as a, anyway. No, it is a sport.
Well, if it gets the Bruce thumbs up, then it's a sport.
Bruce blessing. Oh my God, this is a sport, man. If NASCAR is a sport, this is certainly a sport. So yeah. So where were we with all that? So yeah, right. So I never thought that in a million years I'd be doing this type of coaching, but being responsive to other relationships and other opportunities, and seeing how mindset coaching can then be applied to an equestrian rider. But I'll tell you, I've had to knuckle down and learn about 3 3-foot jumps, 3 3, 3 6, 5 foot jumps, what horse can do, so I'm actually now interesting learning some of the technical aspects of the equestrian world. And then I don't know if you saw on my Facebook or Instagram, I'm now one of the official sponsors of the Pin Oak show in Houston. So I have
Oh,
this,
there you
oh
go.
yeah, it's a black banner and it says Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, concierge coach. It's wicked, man. Badass. There's gonna be a 4 foot by 8 foot banner, and then I'm on the what's called the scorecard, but all the riders have this booklet to know when they go on different classes and different shows, And I'm my countenance, et cetera, is in that book that all the riders hold in their hands
It's
throughout the tour.
the unofficial Bible for the
Yes,
sport.
yeah, it's like there's the program that any schmo gets sitting in the audience, which probably would be a good thing, right? Because there's rich people in the audience. But this one, I decided to make a command decision and go right into the riders, because that's where I'm at anyway, and kind of part of the fabric of the thing. So we'll see how that goes, man. Anyway, long speed, but and again, that was not horribly expensive to get into that venues, but it's pretty expensive to get your graphic design done right and camera ready or whatever it is, Photoshop-ish for their
Hey
magazines.
man,
Are you back?
I can hear you now.
All right.
We on?
Yeah.
You're on.
You're on.
Welcome
Okay, man.
back. Okay.
Woo. Welcome back, man.
Yeah,
Welcome
man.
back.
I have no
We
idea
were
what
trying to
happened
tell
there.
your story for you, but
I
that's
was,
not the
I was,
same, so.
I
How'd
was
it
all.
go? What happened?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, okay. So where I left off was, let's just start with. I'd explained all your videos, your IG, Instagram TV videos,
Okay.
the growing movement with that. So kind of take us up to the point where you're deciding to go to coaching school, going to coaching school, and what your plan and vision is now that you're out a week and a day. So yeah.
Okay. So now what I gained from the training, they introduce you to some methods and they kind of give you some tips and a little bit of insight about the difference in Bruce, this stuff. Talk about the difference between coaching and therapist and counselor and how you're not this, you're not that. And the funny thing was they warn you, well, they warn this group of people not to talk to you don't want to coach people who have dealt with suicide or addiction, these people. And they're given this warning talking about these individuals, how they're high risk and they're really sketchy to deal with. And I'm laughing because I'm like, that's me. Like I tried to drive my car off a cliff. I am an addict. I'm a recovered addict, but that's me. So it was kind of funny because I absolutely am qualified to work with those people. So I kind of have a little bit of a leg up on some people
because they're kind of scared of people like me. And I'm not at all scared. I'm eager to jump into those folks because I know where they're at and I know what it feels like. And I know that statistics don't mean shit. I know that companies who don't hire felons doesn't mean shit unless you put yourself in a box and tell yourself that, that's going to determine you moving forward. So anyways, I'm at this point now where I understand some specific approaches to take to as far as like coaching styles and learn some questions that I could ask that I didn't know before. And now I'm really, again, I still have a career and I'm doing well. It's started to take off more than ever the last 2 or 3 years. Now I'm the general manager of this manufacturing company for the lighting industry. But now I really am about to start working on the marketing piece that, and I know you were touching on that. And Justin, I think you said something about you're trying to get into at least the online marketing stuff, or what were you saying that you were working on right now?
I'm building out the content, but I'm building it out with workshops and then taking that and then, you know, putting it online. So it's in queue. Let's just say it that way. It's in queue. But I admire people have already done it, and I would love to, you know, learn more from your perspective, you know, what you've kind of put together so far.
Well, I haven't really even started. I just have an idea. And I had the same hesitation. I do not want to, I want to be real careful because I don't want to lose that personal touch that y'all are talking about, especially when it comes to stuff like this. You know, we're talking about people's lives, we're talking about people's futures. And so I was a little bit skeptical, I guess, to say the least, when they started talking about building your site and doing online coaching. However, I also have the perspective of your ability to work remotely and impact more people. And especially for someone like me, right now I'm located in West Texas, and I'm from Dallas, Fort Worth. So it is not the same, you know, so I'm either going to have to relocate, which I think one day will happen anyways. But this online stuff, I'm really going to take a look into that. And it's coincidence because I've been doing these videos, so now I'm comfortable in front of a camera doing stuff like that. So Skype is something that's used quite often for coaching. So I've already, there was a, the guy I was telling you about, Bruce, who has his marketing team, I think it's called the Dream Factory. And his name is Adam Flores. I'm name dropping this guy for no reason. I'm getting nothing from it. Why am I doing this? But I invested a little bit and he's going to help me. He's a pretty smart guy and he's done really well for himself. And so that's where I'm at. I've invested and I am waiting for this process to get moving.
Well, you know, one thing's, there's that. I'm keenly interested to see what gains you make from that investment with that individual. And I'm sure that, like you said, I love how you said it. He probably has X dollars more of information that you didn't have. And so I think that's a really good perspective. I think it fascinates me more, and I know I can't talk about it, is in your present position, you said you have a team of individuals that have really helped take that operation to the next level, two or three, you know, times two or three down the road. See what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's where I'm keenly fascinated in that as well, because when you apply those strategies, some of those bigger strategies like you have with a manufacturing company to a personal service revenue stream, man, that's what I'm kind of psyched about. And I know you can't talk about it because you don't want to talk shop, but that's also something that I'm keenly interested in the months ahead and when we bring you back, you know?
Sure. Well, and I've been really fortunate to build the relationships that I have with some people I work with. And so I've learned a lot about the corporate world and doing business and how marketing works and what kind of, how important it is. I mean, it's incredible how much that can change and transform your company or your business, whatever it is you're doing. If you have the right marketing approach, my gosh. And I think it's underappreciated to an extent, oftentimes. But so I mean, I have people I work with, from some of our distributors, sales reps that work for companies that rep our product and sell our product, to coworkers. I've been watching my videos and asking me about this stuff. And it's just really interesting how all this has developed. And I noticed you were hesitant to use the word evolve, but it doesn't bother me at all. In fact, that word is always in the forefront of my mind of, you know, I never stop evolving. And there is a reason for my involvement in all of this. And, you know, how do we get the best out of this all the time? If I can always think that way. I'm just learning.
Or delayed. delayed divine
would you
architecture.
What?
You could say it was delayed yeah. divine architecture for our creationists in the audience. Not to piss off
right.
our creationists, which we all love to. It's not how you start.
Yeah,
you finish,
I know.
Okay. But
make no mistake. That's
not. I'm teasing, man. I can't help myself as a backslid Baptist to get in there and do some
backwards
theology. Exactly. So yeah, and that's just it. You know, I mean, I see you not only, you know, at first pass sharing some of your, you know, experience, strength and hope type of stuff, but as time passes, being with Capture, I almost see it's kind of like, I see what Justin's doing. And I can see you maybe doing something like Justin's doing in the future, possibly, you know, capturing those successful elements, channel partnering and growth and company growth, sales growth, you know, increasing mm-hmm. productivity, sales teams and stuff like that, which is right in Justin's wheelhouse. But you coming at it from a whole different way. You know what I mean? Like from like.
Yeah,
sell block to success type of thing versus another path. That's okay, Justin. Your path is beautiful. I'm not saying anything about your path, Justin. It was a beautiful path. I would take
it. Well, that sell block to success might have some cachet too. You're coming up with some pretty good one-liners here today, Bruce.
I tell you, from sell block to.
He's a funny right. guy.
Roses are red.
Violets
are blue. I miss you.
And I feel too. Like I would be remiss if I didn't add this in. When you asked about, you know, how this all transpired, and I don't know how I left this out, but there was a point where I had been sponsoring these people. And so I was heavily, I still am, I volunteer at this treatment center in town, and I love doing that. And they just let me come in a couple days a week and work with these guys and teach a class and chair a meeting and sponsor these guys. And it's just a lot of fun. It's a wonderful opportunity. So I have that going on. And then I'm also experiencing these opportunities and all this growth in my career. And I have relationships with people in both areas. And I noticed this unnecessary split where all these folks who are getting sponsored and people are helping them get back to being functional in society, it's like they're getting left at this point, and there's not enough people saying, okay, hey, you're no longer a junkie. like now you're loosened up and you're back, you're functioning in society, you're normal, you know, so to speak. And okay, so what now? Like we need more people saying it's time to elevate. Like you just had a free gift of life and you have a whole new chance at life and you're just gonna be just this. Like, no.
Right. Right. So, and man, thanks for bringing that up, because there are so many people that kind of outgrow certain 12-step paradigms. And you know, you walk into a room and, okay, I'm an alcoholic. Okay, I'm an addict. But wait, you know what I mean? Like, no. Yeah, I mean, you're, like you said, you did do that, but you're capable of so much more. And right, let's look at your business. Let's look at how you interact with customers. Let's look at how you interact with other people. Let's look at some other spheres of your life and not have to be kind of beaten down by prior mistakes. Don't let those mistakes define you. And you're right. People fall into that.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched people, I don't have a college degree. I've watched individuals with several degrees, a lot more education, a lot more experience than me, not last. And I've passed some of these people up, and I've watched some of them be asked to leave. And I have not had those issues. So to say that because of your past or because of whatever, everyone's got stuff. Whatever your stuff is, it doesn't limit you unless you allow it to. And so I'm real big on that, because I've been told I couldn't do, I could list them. I could list them. I wouldn't get out of the system, because people like you don't make it out of the system. We have recidivism rate because for a reason, and you're one of the reasons. Statistically, you're not ever going to stop doing drugs, because one out of 10 people make it. And guys like you just don't. You're a convicted felon. You're not going to get a real job opportunity because of what you've done. You're not going to make that amount of money, because you should just accept where you're at. You're not going to get this operations manager job, because you just won't. You're not going to do this. You're not going to that. I've done all that. Done all of it faster than normal. Don't tell me what I can and can't do when you don't know. Your limitations are yours. Own them, keep them, sleep with them, do what you want with them, but don't put them on me. You know, we need people who are saying you absolutely can do this.
Exactly, so man. That's kind of, exactly.
There's my fire.
There you go, baby. There you go. Man, 2 minutes left. Now he gets fired up. But yeah, sorry. That's all right. No, that's just great, because you're right. I mean, I know people, you know, I have some letters after my name, but that's certainly, you know, it helped me get to some environments, but I had to do the work. I had to do the pull through work. I had to be the one that executed the moves. You know what I mean? And that doesn't require a college degree to execute and make moves. You know, it's a desire.
Yeah, please, I'm not discounting that either.
No, I know you're not, brother. I know you're not.
Discount that at all.
No. I know you're not. No, but at the end of the day, I mean, Justin's going to agree with you. I mean, he works with people, and people, you know, people make it, and the people that make it actually execute on behaviors, man. And they're working and they're hustling, and they're on the grind, and they're devoted to their craft. And you know, Justin's one of those individuals.
Yeah, degrees don't translate to hustle factor when it comes to entrepreneurship.
That's right, man. So you got that. So, well, doggone it, that's it. We're out of time here, but man, I'm glad you would come back with us, and so glad to have Neil Williams with us today on the show. Yeah, man, thanks for coming on, and tell our listeners how they can contact you. For sure, give out your Instagram address too, if you could, brother.
Yeah, of course. On Instagram, it's NEALSON85. So it's Nielsen85. on Instagram, and it's Neil Williams on Facebook, NEALWILLIAMS. I'm on YouTube also. Should be easy to find. If not, that Instagram's probably your go-to, probably the easiest way to find me.
Right. I think you're Neil Williams on Instagram, on YouTube as well. Yeah.
Yeah, on all platforms, Neil Williams, NEAL, and Texas, so San Angelo, Texas. But I really appreciate you guys having me. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure. All righty, and folks, don't forget to come by next week and listen to another exciting episode of the Concierge Coaches Show here on LA Talk Radio. I'm always accessible at conciergecoach.net. We have our own social media on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, The Concierge Coaches. And Justin, how can folks reach you?
Nimmergood.com. So everything is available through my website.
At nimmergood.com. Awesome. Okay, folks. Well, look, have a blessed Thanksgiving 2019 out there, everybody. Enjoy your friends and family and be safe. And we'll see you here next week on the Concierge Coaches Show on LA Talk Radio. Take care, everyone.
You're listening to the Concierge Coaches Show with Bruce Cameron and Justin Nimmergood, only on LA Talk Radio.